The New York State Fair has wrapped up its 13-day run in Syracuse, and the all-time attendance record was broken for the fourth straight year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, more than 1.3 million people poured into this year's fair.
Governor Cuomo made a second stop at the fair this year to announce the news, punctuated by popping balloons and confetti.
1, 2, 3.
Cuomo lauded a fair that's broken the all-time attendance record 4 years in a row.
This year, New York became the number 3 most attended state fair in the United States. We're not going to stop until we are number 1.
The influx of people coincides with a $120 million state investment in the fairgrounds and the extension of the fair from 12 to 13 days. It also comes at a time when the cost to get in has dropped to a dollar most days. Fair Director Troy Wafner says the gate has become less and less a part of the fair's budget.
It's really just about getting people onto the grounds and buying stuff, because the average person spends something like $77 when they're on the grounds.
If there were any issues this year, especially with the crowds, it was traffic and parking. Wafner admits there could have been better signage for the new handicap parking configuration, and some visitors had long waits for buses. He says those issues will be addressed.
We're going to reconfigure the gray lot a little more, to add some parking back in there. We're going to pick up another 1,500 to 1,800 spots up on Willis Ave, so we'll be up total about 3,600 spots up there when we get done, which is a really good relief valve. We'll continue to expand some of the park and ride lots and really push people that way.
As for the future, Wafner expects more investment in the 4-H horse barns and the racing horse stalls at the rear of the fair. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.